Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And we're off and running. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, on a getaway Friday, March the 5th, first Friday in the month of March 2021, 13 minutes after the hour, just right now, 13 minutes after the hour. Friday Night Live here, Scott Spears and Angie Evers, and I'm going to have to see if your microphone's working right, because Glenn sprays all kinds of cleaning supplies on this machine, and you should not do that, but he does, so we have to mess around.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I almost had you. Go ahead.
Now?
I hear you now.
Okay.
But, you know, it's not working as it should.
Chemicals.
I don't know why he did that. So one day we'll have to take the lid off and just clean the grounds on the inside.
You think that's cleanable?
Oh, yeah. It's just that's what's happened. You can see that there's stuff caked up. Probably if I could get a Q-tip in there, I could clean it.
Maybe.
Anywho, tell people about our big contest coming up on Monday and Tuesday. It's the big Chasing Perfection cookie giveaway.
Oh, so Monday, you're going to have lots of trivia, right? And if you answer the question correctly, then we get your name and phone number, and then you go into a drawing.
Now, this will be Monday between 8 and 10, and you can enter as many times as you want on Monday. But you got to give me your name and your phone number over the air. That's part of it.
And then Tuesday, you're going to have a random out of all the tickets that you put in from Monday. You're going to draw randomly, and then you may get a random phone call. And if you answer the question correctly. Then you win.
But you only have 10 seconds. So if you hear me call on Monday morning between 8 and 10, and the person answers wrong, or they don't answer their phone at all, it'll be on to the next person. So just because the first name I pull out isn't you, doesn't mean you might not win.
Right.
But I'm not asking the same question, because this is to get rid of Googles. On Tuesday, if I ask the first person a question and they don't get it, when I call the second person, it's not going to be the same question, because you'd be able to Google that, where the first person would not have been able to.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So it'll be a whole litany.
That'll be fun.
But we're getting rid of the Google.
I'm excited to see what the cookies will look like.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get pictures or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she'll send in pictures.
And this is courtesy of Angie over at Chasing Perfection. She called in one morning and offered this, and we appreciate that quite a bit. You know, my friends don't offer anything like this anymore.
No?
No. Every so often, people used to offer giveaways, but...
Well, that's really nice, though.
That is really nice. So that'll be Monday and Tuesday, and we'll tell you about that again next hour. We'll remind you again that that'll be going on Monday and Tuesday morning. Don't miss that. I'm going to clear the schedule. I doubt I'll have any guests on. The only way I would have a guest on Monday or Tuesday is if I'd bring in somebody who would participate with this. Like, maybe I'll ask Mary Ellen to come in. She'd probably get a kick out of calling people. And how would you like to get a call from the Treasurer of the United States? Maybe I'll have her ask the trivia question. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yep. She'd probably like that.
I bet she'd do it. You know, I didn't get to say this the other morning. You know, Mary Ellen did the Stewart's remote with us the other night. And what I wanted to say about Mary Ellen, I mean, she's a very, very, very distinguished, well-known woman. No doubt about it. But she is also the easiest person to be around. I was telling her this in the car when we were driving back the other night, because I picked her up. any crazy thing I've ever asked her to do, she does. You know, she's went to the root beer stand opening with me twice. Now, she was on a game show lunch with me and Buckeye Guy. She went to Tony Paco's and signed a hot dog bun. She's been on the Exchange Club as a panelist. I'm trying to think of some of the other stuff she's done. She just, anything I've, oh, she was a part of the chili cook-off that I did with your dad and Buckeye Guy out at Primrose. Anything I've ever asked her to do, if she's been available, she's done. And it, she never says I'm too, you know, I guess nobody would really ever say that I'm too high and mighty for that. But she doesn't have to do these things. But she does them, and I appreciate it. And she's always a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. She's really, really nice.
Now, it's interesting, because a few months ago, you were showing me pictures of your high school trip to Washington. And a big part of that was a picture of you and Mary Ellen. It has its own page.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, my dad came with me on that trip, and he spotted her. So he's like, Angie, come on, come over here. And he stood me right beside her, and we got a picture. So
now, did you ever think, 25 years later, you'd be riding in a car to the root beer stand?
With her?
With her.
No. No, because, I mean, you know, it was, we were in D.C.
And she was an office holder.
Oh, yeah. I'm really kind of bummed, though, because, like, Nally is in the 8th grade, and she doesn't get to go to D.C. this year because of the virus.
Well, you can take her.
I don't know history. I probably don't remember anything from 7th grade.
Well, you could take a chaperone or something.
Oh, you'd have to come. You know history.
I do know Washington. I know a lot of people in Washington.
I don't know anybody.
Anywho, that's what I wanted to say about Mary Ellen. She's always just completely nice to me. Just always a lot of fun. She's competitive, too. I remember when we did that game show. I think she beat Buckeye Guy and I.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Those were fun shows. But she's just that much fun, and I appreciate that. And, you know, when you have a sense of humor about yourself and you don't take everything seriously, life is a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
There are some people who take themselves seriously. She's not one of them. But she was always accessible. You know, even when she had those positions, if I would call her, I don't ever remember a time where she did not return the call. You know, and she had secretaries and media people, but she would return it. And I, you know, that's a big deal. And I don't ever remember her saying off the record or anything like that. She's always been, you know, a straight shooter. So when people say, you know, all politicians are corrupt and all politicians, I have to tell them I don't think that's true. Because with her, she was not that way.
And she doesn't seem that way at all. You know, I've been around her, a couple times now? So, and I mean, she was nice, extremely nice both times. So
I parked her up against the fence the other night.
Yes. There was nowhere to park.
There was nowhere to park over there. Boy, it was busy on opening night at Stewart's.
Yeah, we had
Did you have
time.
A good time with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I liked my root beer float. I got a root beer float, a sloppy joe, cheese sticks.
I had a good time for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Michelle was always very nice, and her staff is always very nice. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Mary Ellen is always a gem. And you were great.
Thanks.
Yeah. So it was good.
Right. Yeah, we had a good time. It was kind of neat to watch all of them work.
I met Michelle's mom for the first time that night. I had never met her before.
Yeah, she was real nice.
She was very nice out there helping mm-hmm. out. And her employees, who are all very young, were really working.
Oh, yeah.
You can't criticize the young people.
And, you know, I did notice, too, they were cleaning. You know, they would clean an area. You know, they did a good job. I mean,
she won't let me come over and work the microphone, though.
No?
I don't know why. I mean, I work a microphone here for 2 hours every morning. I think I can handle it. You want a grilled cheese? Got it.
Well, I don't know.
Gotta have fun.
Yeah.
I don't think I would kill the business.
No.
No.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Did anything stick out about you that night? To you?
About what?
The opening night. We were there for 2 hours.
No. Was something supposed
well, I just said you had never been there on opening night or for a radio broadcast there.
Oh, no, they were just really busy. I mean, I go to Stewart's all the time, you know, so. But, I mean, it's usually over the lunch hour, and it's not crazy busy like that. I mean, sometimes they're busy, but not like the other night.
Well, if you have anything to say, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We are here for 2 hours solid tonight. You know what I'm getting tired of, though? People who take pictures at the gym. What is this? I mean, I'm glad you're going to the gym. Good for you. You know, but I don't...
Right. I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, but is this... Are you trying to show me you're at the gym? I guess I'm not... I'm confused.
I guess. Maybe they're trying to get business for the gym.
Well, I just wish they would take pictures of, like, equipment. You know? But they're all, they seem to be all pictures of themselves.
I don't know. I don't go to
That the doesn't gym. Inspire me to work out.
I don't go to the gym, so.
No, I think it's bad for you.
Bad?
Oh, yeah. You always read those stories about people at the gym dropping dead.
Dropping dead?
Dropping dead.
Uh-oh.
Overexerting themselves.
Hmm. Well, I guess I don't overexert myself.
It can become an addiction.
Oh, yeah.
It's also a cesspool for dating.
I, you know, because I've been, the Y is really the only gym I've ever been to. But, I mean, it's been years. But I get really grossed out when they would have those rags and you'd have to, like, spray the equipment down and then touch the rag and wipe the thing down. Ugh. It just, that always grossed me out.
But I mean, do you see the people who I mean, what they wear at the gym? I mean, listen, they're there to date somebody.
I never wore that stuff to the gym.
You know, you would think their husbands and wives would be curious.
Right. Well, maybe they go too.
Well, okay. I doubt
maybe
it, but okay.
Times. You know, a lot of husband and wives do things, like, separate.
I would.
You would? You would go at a different time?
I would do most things separate if I had a wife.
You would?
Well, yeah, I think that's important, that you both keep your own lives.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
People can do what they want.
Right.
Does anybody have any thoughts on the gym? I'd be interested to know. Do you think it's a cesspool? 740-383-9944. Or do you have any thoughts on the big cookie giveaway Monday and Tuesday? Or the root beer stand? We have a lot, you know, a lot of people have a lot of interesting feeling about the root beer stand. I don't know. It's good, positive, and negative. It's good and bad.
What would be bad about it?
Well, I don't think I would ever say anything bad. I would never say anything bad about the root beer stand. I'm just saying that, you know, it's, like that lady called in and complained about the beans. Do you remember that?
Right.
Yeah, so there's that. You always have feedback.
Well, I mean, I think everybody's tastes are different, so not everybody's going to like.
I've never had a bad I've never had a bad experience there.
No.
I've had bad company there, but never a bad experience.
Hmm.
Oh, mercy me.
Well, yeah, I don't think I've had a bad experience there.
No, I've never had a bad food experience there. I've just had a bad
Like, did you take people on dates there?
No, I don't know dates. No. I don't think I've ever been on a date, to be honest with you.
No?
No. No, I don't think so.
I think you're fibbing.
Well, see, here's something interesting. Adam is listening from the gym, taking a selfie, and posting it. No, I'm happy Adam's at the gym. I think that's good.
Did he post it for you?
He did. And okay. Listen, this is what I'm saying, though. I think people get confused when I talk about this. I'm not saying it's bad to go to the gym. I'm not saying that at all. And I'm glad Adam's at the gym. I'm just saying, I'm not sure what the pictures are about. And I wasn't even necessarily talking about Adam here. A matter of fact, I was talking about somebody else in the back of my mind. But I don't, I'm glad you went to the gym. Good for you. I guess. I don't know. I don't know what to say to that.
I don't know. I mean, some people just like to post things that they do.
I guess. Whatever.
The good old Facebook world.
It's social media.
Right.
What else could it be?
I don't know. I don't post a lot of stuff, so. I don't know.
You don't want to document your life on social media?
No. I mean, sometimes I wish I did post stuff so it'd come back in my memories. That's probably about the only thing. Because I like looking back at, like, pictures of my kids and stuff like that. But, I mean, and my son, he's going to be 21 here the 10th. So, I get to see, like, all the memories that I've posted. Although, I mean, I've probably only had Facebook for, like, 8-9 years, maybe. So.
Sometimes a memory will pop up that's frightening for me.
Well, I erase those memories. I erase the frightening ones.
See, things will pop up and I say, ooh, what was I doing?
Yes, I delete all those.
I don't know if that's temporary insanity you go through. I don't know what it is. Very confusing.
Yeah, I don't like if it was something that I don't really care to remember, I just delete. That way I don't have to see it next time.
Well, when I look at them, what usually hits me starkly is I think, what was I doing?
Right. You do wonder what you were doing. What was I thinking?
I'll tell you something else funny about memories. Sometimes I think about how people who were in your life at that time, how few pictures they do appear in. I think about that sometimes, too. And I think, well, I must not have been having a good time with that person. Or there would have been more happy times documented.
Yeah. I get you on that.
But life goes on.
It does. Then you create new memories.
Well, that's the important thing. Everything comes to an end. Somebody said that once. Somebody who was married many, many times told me that everything comes to an end. Everything. Now, I don't know if that's true, though. I think, I don't know if everything comes to an end like she meant it. I think she meant every relationship comes to an end. Now, probably, because your last one will probably come to an end with death, but I don't know if it comes to an end the same way. I don't know if our relationships end the same way. Like, I'm friendly with, I think, everybody who I've ever been around.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I mean, we don't get together and have a lunch, but, we're not... When I see him, there's not like an anger or anything.
Yeah.
Now, there are people who I really don't have an anger toward anybody. Now, Glenn doesn't believe this, but I really don't. You've been around me for quite a while now. Can you think of anybody who I've ever, and now be honest, anybody who I've ever really just laid into or really just disliked?
No, you don't talk bad about people and
Now, there are people who dislike me.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't, you know, big deal.
There's always going to be people that don't like you. And they'll put a target on your back. I feel like that way right now with a situation.
Well, but you know, that's okay, though.
Yeah.
I mean, what people say about you is really kind of insignificant.
Right. Yep. And I think, well, you know, if this one part of my life comes to an end, it's okay, because there's always a new beginning somewhere else.
You know what the problem is? People believe they're perfect and everybody loves them. But the reality is that's not true. It's just not for anybody. So when they find out that somebody doesn't like them, for whatever reason, even if it's irrational, they can't handle it. And I've always been aware there are certain people who don't like me, mm-hmm. and that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there are probably people, I think one of the reasons people have a problem with me is I'm a little removed from situations. I don't fire back when somebody fires at me. I don't let it get under my skin. I don't scream and yell. I don't argue. I don't do that. And I think people want to rise out of you sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't give them that. So that makes them angrier.
Right.
But nobody would ever get a rise out of me. There are, I just cannot think, I'm trying to think of anybody I'd really dislike. Now, it would have to be somebody I know personally, because I think you should know them personally to dislike them. But I can't think of anybody. You know, I've had not so pleasant moments with people. But, you know, I've let people go from this station. And I'm sure that made them angry. But it didn't turn into an argument. Sometimes I'll let them get angry and get at me. And that's okay. Because I know why they're not angry at me. They're just angry because I was the bearer of that information.
Oh, yeah. It makes sense.
So, yeah, I mean, you just have to understand where people's anger comes from.
And they should eventually get over it. I think. I mean,
some do, some don't.
Some do,
some don't. Some carry it to their grave. And, well, you know, I don't know if you were here, but a few, was it a year ago now? Might even be more than a year ago now, maybe 2 years ago. You know, The View. The television show The View.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Barbara Walters created that many, many years ago. And it's had many, many co-hosts over the years. Well, a few years ago, a couple years ago, there was this book written. And it was something like The Ladies Who Punch, I think was what it was called. But it was an expose, basically, of all the years of The View. And they interviewed all the co-hosts who had been on the show. And all of a sudden, all these revelations came out that you never heard about. And most of them were directed at Barbara Walters because she was the boss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I thought, what a dirty thing to do for a woman who at that time was 88, 89 years old and retired. Now, you would have never said that
if she
was still active and doing what she was doing. And also, you know, yes, she, one of the big complaints in the book, because I read it, they sent me the book, it was an interesting book, was that, you know, I don't think there was anybody who left the show on their own accord, really. They all were either fired or something bad happened that led to them leaving the show.
Hmm.
Well, okay, yeah, I can understand why you might have anger with her over that. But she's also the one who hired you. You wouldn't have been on the show, you wouldn't be in the book, if she hadn't given you the job.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, I think when you get women together like that, they tend to, I don't know, just like at work, like, you know, if you work with a bunch of women, I think there's a lot of like back talk and bickering and I don't know.
Well, it was just like Jenny McCarthy, who was in the book, you know, and she was on The View for 1 year. And she talks about how Barbara used to come in and critique her clothes every morning. And
at least she had clothes on.
Oh, did somebody have their clothes off?
No, you said Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, did she go naked?
I don't know.
Oh, she probably did.
Probably. Didn't but she?
Well,
wasn't she a model? Am I thinking? Who am I thinking of?
I'm trying to think of what Jenny McCarthy was famous for.
I'm pretty sure.
But anywho, she in this book, she went on there and she talks about how Barbara one day, because she said something and Barbara Walters handed her her rear end back in the dressing room. Now, okay, she didn't like what you were doing, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why didn't you say something back to her?
Talking back to Barbara?
You don't do that.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
No. See, that's what got Rosie O'Donnell in trouble.
Oh, she talked back to Barbara?
Oh, she did.
Did she?
Yeah. I guess she yelled at her one day.
Oh. Yeah, that's probably not a good thing.
And we never heard from her again. But a lot of, you know, Star Jones, when she left the show, that turned into a really nasty feud.
Did it?
Well, you know, now this is a good story. Because I had a similar situation like this on a much smaller level. And I don't know if I ever told this on the air, but I'll tell it now. Why not? This will be my tell-all book. But if people remember back, Star Jones was one of the original people on The View. And she was very popular. She was on there for like 9 or 10 years. And I guess what happened was the ratings were starting to go down. And I guess Barbara Walters went to her and said, listen, we're not going to renew your contract. But, you know, we won't say you were fired because that might hurt your career. So you can go on and say you want to take time off and be with your husband, or you can say you got another job, or you can say anything you want and we'll back you up. We will not say you were fired. So the View is live. So that's the agreement they had. So they go out there one day and they're starting the show and Star says, well, I have something to say. And she gets up and says, you know, I'm leaving The View at the end of the season, and it's been a great ride, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Well, the reason she did that was because that weekend, she had given an interview to People magazine saying, Barbara fired me, she lied, and that's what's really happening here. Now, why would you do that?
Huh. Yeah, I don't know.
And you saw how much she worked after that.
Oh, I'm assuming not much.
I mean, why would you do that?
I don't know. Maybe just to get back at her.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that doesn't sound like a horrible thing to do. We're firing you, but we're going to let you get out of here with some dignity. You don't have to say you were fired.
Yeah.
So what you trying to just rub somebody through the mud?
I would say some people probably would get satisfaction out of that, doing that.
Well, I'll tell you the one that happened with me. Okay. Now, I'm not going to say who it was, but we have done the show on Friday now, The Exchange Club, for a long time. We did it on television. We did it on WMRN. We did it on WDCM. It's been on for a long time. And we had a group of people at one point that were the regulars. And one of them was kind of difficult to deal with. Always a little difficult. We were a close group, but we all, you know, we drove separate. We arrived at different times. We didn't spend a lot of time together off the set or the one day a week when we would tape it. So one day we show up and one of the people announces to everybody that they're leaving in a month. And they had never come to me and told me this. Now, I was running the show at the time, and they never gave me a hint so I heard it right along with everybody else. I couldn't brace anybody. I couldn't, nothing. And they said, well, I'm going to stay through the end of the month, and so on and so forth. So when the show was over, I told them not to come back for the rest of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Because why would you do that? Why would you not come to me? And now, if you would have came to me and said you wanted to leave and this was the reason why, that's fine. And we could have made the announcement and you could have stayed for a month and we could have had a lot of fun. But to do it that way, give no, I mean, I heard right along with everybody else, totally unprepared.
Right.
And also totally unprepared to fill that vacancy.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
But it worked out okay because we got rid of that person and filled the hole with somebody better.
That's good.
But that does happen. I don't know why people feel the need to do that.
But what do you think if you say you want to switch jobs and you put in, say you give, this happened to me one time, you give a 2-month notice. You let them, hey, you know, I'm going to be leaving my job, you know, but I don't need to leave right away, but this is the date I want to leave. Well, anyway, I did that just to give them a heads up so that way they'd have plenty of time to replace me and blah, 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 blah. Well, anyway, the person that I was working for was so mad that I did that, they didn't want me to come back. They said, don't come back.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. But when you think you're doing the right thing, I guess, you know, by giving them a way plenty of notice, say, hey, you know, and I was actually not even leaving to go work somewhere else. I was staying home to take care of my daughter, you know, when she was a baby. So it's not like I was leaving that place of employment to go work somewhere else. You know, I was taking care of my child. And it ended up, this person let me stay because his wife talked him into it. But, you know, and then it was just awkward. Then I didn't want to stay. Do you know what I mean?
Well, those situations usually go one of two ways. You tell people you're leaving and they're happy and they understand and they celebrate your last day and that's the way that goes. Or the situation that, because they're angry that you're leaving, so they lash out. And they just tell you to go now.
Yeah.
That's why I always felt any job I ever left, I never really told the people that I was leaving. I mean, in a way I did. But I always felt it was best just to say, okay, I'm done. I remember one, I'm sure I've told this on the air, but it's worth repeating. I was working at a place, it's no longer in business in town. And I had worked there for a long time. And what happened was, I had been through 2 changes in management. And I knew the manager was leaving. Well, the manager left, and this new manager came in, and pretty much the whole staff changed, except for me, and I think one other part-time person. But everybody else was pretty much wiped away. So this new manager wanted me to be the assistant manager. And I didn't want to do it because I was working other places and I was going to college at the time. So I said, no, I don't want to do that. Well, they never got rough with me because I would get rough with them. You know, I don't react well when somebody says something nasty to me. But she knew she could get away with treating the younger people badly. So she hires this new staff, and there was one younger person left over from the last management. And we had this meeting on a Sunday night, and the way she talked to those people was horrible. She talked to them horribly, and they just had to sit there and take it. And when the meeting was over, they were so upset. I remember the room was just awful, and that's when I decided I was leaving. I knew at that point that I was done with that place. Mm-hmm. So I figured, okay, since she wants to be so difficult, this new manager with these people, what's the best way I can handle this? So I knew, just so happened, she was going on vacation the following week. And I was scheduled to work on a Sunday morning. And you usually got your break like around noon. So I came in and I opened the place up on Sunday alone, and I waited for her to come in. She came in like 11 o'clock, and she came in and she was doing her thing. And she said, okay, it's time for you to go to break. And I went back to the office and I pulled my key for the front door off and I laid it on the desk and I walked back out and I said, you know, I won't be back after break. And she was confused. And I said, I'm done. I'm quitting. And she said, well, can you stay through my vacation? And I laughed at her. I thought, yeah, right. I said, nope, I'm done. It's been real. It's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun. And my key's on the desk. And I walked out the door.
Yeah.
And that was so, I never felt bad. I didn't feel any, because she had been such a jerk to those people. I felt that was good. And I remember getting in the car. I felt good. I went home. I felt good. I didn't even think about it. Never thought twice about it.
Yeah. But, you know, it's hard when, like, new people come in and then they try to do that to people and they think they know how things work and how things are supposed to be and they don't. And they come in and try to take over and think they know what you do, and it's just, it's ridiculous.
See, but I'll leave anything in a second. Some people are petrified to leave a job or petrified to be fired. I that has never been a problem with me. I will walk out.
Yeah.
Now, I don't make a big scene, but I'll go.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know.
I'll never forget that. That was one of the most interesting moments. Just the look on her face.
Yeah.
Because she had no idea it was coming. Because she had not been mean to me. It was the other people she had been mean to.
Oh, yeah. But when you see people, like somebody like that, disrespect people, you know, that's not good.
And then I remember I had to go back to get my last check.
Oh.
Oh, and she was, when she saw me pull up, she ran back. I saw her, I could see her through the windows running back to the office.
Like, was she hiding?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she just left it all.
Oh, she tried to throw me out. She came out and said, get out of here. I'm going to call the cops. I said, what am I doing? You know, and people were standing around staring at her. You know, people who were shopping. And I said, look, you're scaring the customers. You know, if you keep your cool in those situations, people get more furious. And they just look so silly.
Oh, yeah.
It was funny. But, you know, you have those situations in life. But, you know, I don't dislike her. I did not like how she treated people. But I wouldn't say I disliked her.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm trying to find somebody I don't like. I'm really trying to come up with a name here. I forgive most things. The only person I think Jimmy Crumb was not fun. But I think even I've forgiven that as time goes on.
Yeah, I think
he's dead, so it really doesn't matter right at this point.
But I think you tend to, like, forget things. I mean, you won't forget, like, the main thing, but I don't know.
There have been some people who've been on this station that I'm glad are no longer here. Because I did not like them being here. But, you know, I don't think they ever knew that. Like I was telling somebody the other day, you cannot hide when you like somebody, but you can hide when you dislike somebody. You can cover that up.
Oh, yeah.
But it's you can't hide effusiveness.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything to add? 740-383-9944. 10 minutes left in this hour. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. What do you think about pictures at the gym? What do you think about leaving jobs? What do you think about holding grudges? All these things right now. 740-383-9944. Our local government has a lot of grudge holding going on right now, it seems.
In Marion?
Yeah.
Oh, with the whole money thing and...
The whole thing with the auditor, which I still don't understand, because... It seems like people are either liking or disliking that situation based upon their like or dislike of him. And I'm not sure if that's the point. You know, you can like somebody, but still think they did something wrong.
Right. You know, I tend to just, I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. Like, I mean... Is it going to affect us in any way? I mean, are they going to make us pay more taxes, or we shouldn't? I mean, it shouldn't affect us, right?
Well, does anything though really directly affect you that's in the news?
Not really. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I heard all about that story, but I guess I really don't care. I don't know.
Well, I think when you're on radio, you have to have things to talk about. And I think that's why media is here, to let people know what's going on.
Right. Well, I mean, you do a good job about that. But I'm just not one to, like, get into that kind of stuff and, like, I don't know, give my opinion, because my opinion, I really don't care, I guess. I mean, I don't know. If it doesn't affect me, like, directly, nah.
Well, I don't know. I guess it's more of a broad thing with me. I don't understand... Why it's not about what they did, it's about if I like them. I can't understand that.
Yeah, I don't know why it would be if you like them or if you don't like them. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. Nobody is perfect. But I guess if you make a big mistake like that, you should probably tell somebody. I mean, is that the issue? Like, they didn't tell anybody that this happened, and now here we are months later, and they're just finding out?
Well, I think
they know back in June or whenever it happened.
Well, I think it's part of it that nobody was told. And I think part of it is also, did the person have the authority to pay the IRS when the money had not been recovered from the state? Which I don't think it's been recovered from the state as of yet. But boy, people were, they took to social media on that one.
But I mean, like, you know, Marion just has like, $1 million just laying around to pay people?
I wouldn't,
like,
think so. That's the question. Where did the money come from?
Yeah. Especially if they were waiting for money to come back. I don't know. That doesn't make sense, but...
Well, I just don't understand why people get so hot and bothered. I don't know that anybody really knows the facts at this point. So why don't we just wait for the facts to come out and then we'll know? Yeah. But I don't like this blame the media thing. And I saw that. Yes, oh, the Marion Star is in the mayor's back pocket. That's what somebody said. Really?
Huh.
Yeah, the Star's never done a negative story on the mayor. That's not true.
Right.
But that's somebody reacting to their like for the auditor and just lashing out.
Yeah, they may be friends with him. You don't know. So, but I don't know. A lot of times when things are on, like, social media and stuff, just like with the whole election and stuff, you know, I may look at it, but I just keep scrolling.
Did you hear the conversation on the pastor show earlier about grandparents?
Oh, I think I missed that.
A lot of people got interested in that. You know, talking about their grandparents and our grandparents today like grandparents used to be. And there was a lot of interesting things going on there, I thought. We had a couple callers on that. You know, like I've always said, I knew my grandparents well. I still have a grandparent who's alive. Both of my grandmothers lived well into my 30s, late 30s. They both were still alive. So I knew them into adulthood. So I was always good with my grandparents.
I mean, when my dad's mom passed away when I was probably like 6, 7 years old. So, I mean, I knew her, but, you know, to say I knew her really well, I would say no. I knew she made oatmeal raisin cookies, and she always had apples at her house. But other than that, I don't remember a whole lot. And then my other grandma, my mom's mom, I was really close with her. But, I mean, she passed away right after 9/11. So, I mean, that's been a while ago. So, I never knew my grandpa's. So, I've never had, you know, that. I mean, my dad was kind of like a grandpa, but...
He'd be glad to hear that.
But he was my dad.
Now, see, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, he kind of was like a grandpa. Like, I mean, if I would have known my grandpas, I would say, like, my dad would have been like them. I don't know if that makes sense.
So, he was your dad, but he was like your grandpa.
Yeah, I always say that. He was like a grandpa. Yeah. I mean, well, he was older. Maybe that's why. I don't know.
So you were very aware of his age.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a whole generation gap between us, but...
Oh, see, I don't... I mean, it's interesting to hear that from kids. Because I don't think the parents ever... I don't think he would have ever said he felt like a grandpa. Do you think?
But I mean, I think it's because I didn't have grandpas. So I kind of just tied my dad into like a grandpa-ish type of person. Well, I mean, he was a grandpa to my kids, you know. Right. So.
Well, my mom's dad was a grandpa to me, but I don't think she thought of him like grandpa.
Yeah, but there wasn't like, you know, 46 years between them either.
Right, so that did matter.
Yeah. But, I mean, but I don't, like my mom, though, I mean, my mom's mom. I mean, I'll call her grandma if I'm, like, with the kids, but.
So you didn't see her as a grandma?
Not really.
But you saw your dad as a grandfather?
Kinda.
So what's the difference?
None. I don't know. I guess my dad was just laid back, like a grandpa would be. I mean, my mom's really laid back, too. I have a laid back family. We're all laid back, I guess.
See, I would not know what it's like to have older parents, because my parents were not, I mean, they were, well, my mom was in her early 20s mm-hmm. when I was born.
Yeah.
And your kids would have had the same experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was just 19 when Brandon was born. So, I mean, you know, you just kind of grow up with your kids.
But your parents, they didn't have that.
They were already grown up.
They were already grown up.
Right. Which is fine. I mean, I couldn't ask for better parents.
But doesn't everybody say that? Not that, I mean, who would come in and say, geez, my parents? Woo.
I'm sure some people would.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All the people I've ever talked to, and I know some did not think their parents were the greatest in the world, but to get to somebody to say that, to point out the flaws that they really had with them, they're not going to do that in public. Mm. They'll do it in private, but not in public.
Oh, my parents would always be there for me, regardless, at the drop of a hat. So I don't know how many times my dad came to rescue me, like if my car broke down or, you know, I left my lights on and, you know, I needed a jump. He was always right there. I mean, he took me to work multiple times if I had issues. And I mean, he'd just come right over, you know, he'd be right there, even when I lived in town. I mean, he'd always be there.
Now, you know what's probably different, though? He was probably, by the time you were hit the workforce, he was probably retired.
Well, yeah, but I don't think he ever retired.
No, never retired totally, but was not working 40 hours a week.
No.
See, because that, you know, obviously when I was hit the workforce, my parents were still working. So it would be hard for them. I'm not saying I couldn't call on them to take me somewhere. I'm sure I could. But sometimes that's going to be difficult because they might already be at work themselves.
Right. See, there's always pluses to things like having your kids in your 40s.
And there's a plus right now to go to break. And come back on the other side with much more. For Jose Ramirez.
The cold is coming off the lake. Ramirez is doing well, and as near as I can tell, we want to send out from Smucker's a very 108th happy birthday to Billy Gochard. Today celebrates 108 years old as the Cleveland Indians are pulling ahead of the Chicago Cubs in the World Series. Happy birthday, Billy Goat.
Happy birthday, Billy Goat.